Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about the etiquettes of fasting. As you know, we are currently in the month of Ramadan. We are in its final 10 days. And as you know, this is a very important month. And this is the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed. This is the month in which the night of ordainment, the nights of ordainment, the Layali al-Qadr, fall. Obviously, as you know, this is the month in which we are obliged to fast. And this makes this month very significant. However, everything, as you know, everything has its own etiquettes and methods of being carried out. And the fast is not an exception to this general rule. Today in this session of Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at this subject, this topic, from the point of view of this prophetic hadith. The Prophet of God, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, said, "Allah, mighty and exalted, says, he whose limbs do not fast by refraining from what I have prohibited, then there is no need for him to refrain from food and drink for my sake." Basically, this is a hadith al-Qudsi, a sacred hadith. As you know, sacred hadiths are those hadiths which are narrated from an infallible, from God Almighty. So they are the words of God narrated, by an infallible, such as a prophet here. But technically, they are not a part of the Holy Quran. So the Quran is also the word of God. These hadiths are also words of God, but not technically part of the Holy Quran. Here the Prophet quotes from Allah, he narrates from Allah, as having said, "He whose limbs do not fast by refraining from what I have prohibited." What this means is that, like, for example, we have various limbs. We have hands, we have our eyes, we have our tongues, we have our stomachs. And each of these limbs has been ordered to stay away from certain things. Like, for example, our eyes. Our eyes have been ordered not to look at a non-mahram person. Or, for example, our tongues have been prohibited from lying. For example, our stomachs have been prohibited from consuming illegitimate and unlawful sustenance, right? So these are all orders and prohibitions that have been promulgated and meted out with respect to these limbs. When we're fasting and we're refraining from food and drink and the other things that we've been asked to refrain from, it's also necessary if we want our fast to be accepted in the court of God, by God. It's necessary for us to refrain from these other prohibitions and stay away from them, in order that our fast can be accepted, by God, and we can get the sawab and the reward that that are expected from it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the etiquette of fasting in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد